Hi, good Vach, and happy Lag BaOmer. I know, unfortunately, if you've heard the news, there is a little bit of a damper on what would be an extremely joyous and celebratory day. So wishing Nechama to the family and loved ones of all those who unfortunately lost people tonight, and certainly wishing a sincere, full, complete refuah shleima to all of those who may have been injured in tonight's issue. But it is Lag BaOmer, and it's fitting to talk about it. But I'll also be talking about the Parsha, and we'll see that they do kind of go hand in hand, not just because we mentioned Sfiras HaOmer, which is in this week's Parsha, is timely, appropriately so. Hashem Chazal time it that way. But anyway, this week's Parsha is Parsha Emor. And this week's Parsha begins with the words, Emor el ha-Kohanim, say to the Kohanim. At this point, the only Kohanim are, in fact, actually Aaron and his two remaining sons. It's just Aaron and the Bnei Aaron. So let us take a step back. What is special? What is so unique about Aaron? So Chazal teach that he was a man of Shalom. He was a man of peace. He was a man of the people. Kabbalah teaches that Aaron emulated the trait of Hod, which is loosely translated as glory. And by the way, tonight's Sfira, hopefully you've been counting, is Hod Shebehod. Those are the combination of Sfira for the 33rd day. So it is Hod, which is in Hod. So it's especially emulative, I don't know if that's a word, of Aaron HaKohen. And Hod could be loosely translated as glory. Now, in contrast, Moshe Rabbeinu was an emulation of Netzach, which is the partner of Hod. Now, in order to understand this, one must grasp the basic premise between the concepts of Netzach and Hod, and I'm only going to get into it on a very cursory level. But Rav Arya Kaplan does explain, who does an amazing job of trying to explain basic Kabbalistic concepts, that Netzach is a form of loving dominance. It is given to a person in order to induce a change. Now, Moshe was a leader. Moshe Rabbeinu was a leader. His role was to instruct and to give information in all details of the law. By learning what Moshe taught, Bnei Israel could be transformed. In contrast, Aaron did not cause people to transform, but allowed the room for others to transform themselves. In two different approaches with two potentially different results, or sometimes the same results. Rav Kaplan explains that Hod, to be aptly described, is empathy. Now, Aaron listened to people's problems, and Chazal would teach that Aaron would even lie in order to save a troubled couple's marriage. He gave in a way that would allow people to be grateful and thankful and hopefully to be able to grow on their own. Now, today is Lag BaOmer. All 49 days of the Omer correspond to different combinations of Sfirot, which, for lack of a better explanation, we'll call mystical traits or mystical categories, which person must fix within him or herself. Now, Lag BaOmer, as I mentioned, corresponds to Hod Shebehod, which is a Hod within the realm of Hod. It is the empathy for the full purpose of wanting someone else to be better. It has no selfish motives. The Rabbi Akiva's students did not respect each other, unfortunately. They did not give each other kavod, or perhaps they did not practice hod with one another. They may have had hod with Hashem, but not with hod with one another, at least not to the extent on the level where they were holding. And the one day in which they stopped dying, or did not die, depending on the interpretation, is a specific day which teaches us to not only be sympathetic to others, and to give them space when it's needed, but to also be genuinely concerned for another's welfare. Now, a Kohen, especially the Kohen Gadol, was meant to not only represent, but feel for Klal Yisrael. This was the trait of Aaron, and this is why the Kohanim are often, or always really, referred to as Bnei Aaron, children of Aaron, even if there were many, many generations later. Now, the gematria of Hod Behod, which is Hod within Hod, is equal to 32. So Hevav Dalet Bet Hevav Dalet is 32, which has a lot of mystical significance, but is equal, most importantly, to the value of the word lev, heart, right? True empathy must come from the heart. It's interesting, however, that the 32nd day of the Omer is Netzach Shebehod, or Netzach Behod, right? That's the day before Lag BaOmer. This is, in a sense, Moshe communicating through Aaron. Moshe instructs, but many times people chose to hear through Aaron, right? Now, both concepts are, in fact, necessary. And this will impacts change, and if you want to impose total laws through empathy and compassion, that's really the way to go, right? I mean, obviously, you definitely need a sense of yira, you need a sense of, of awe. But you also need, in order to make it really stick, and then you really want the essence, you really need the true ahava, which is connected to empathy and thus hod and aron. So allowing the people to feel like the Torah is theirs as well, and not just being taught to them, is raising them to an even higher level. So when you take the Netzach Shebahod, only then can you really reach the true glory of Hod Shebahod. Netzach Behod is a prerequisite to get to that 33rd day, to get to that Hod Shebahod. Discipline, meaning having some Netzach, comes first, right? You can frame it in a form of empathy and a frame of warmth, but you have to have some form of discipline. You have to have some form of Netzach, some form of rules, which was what Moshe represented. However, you can't just have, I mean, Netzach b'Netzach is sometimes necessary too. But in order to reach this level of Hod b'Hod, which is a more ideal level in a certain sense, right, they have to be taught properly and everybody learns differently. Some people do better with maybe more of a Netzach b'Netzach approach or a Gvura b'Netzach, whatever you want, right? Different strictness and judgments. You also have Chesed, which is a different, it's not empathy, it's kindness, it's a different way of looking at things. But everybody learns things differently, and so too everybody needs to work on things differently. But when you're teaching to other people, sometimes you have to realize how to teach them. Like I know personally, there were a couple of different people that I was trying to, I went to there were a couple issues that had bothered me, and I wanted to deal with them. And tochacha is not easy in any respect, rebuking or trying to get people a little more on a certain more correct path is a very delicate thing. And to be honest, I think a lot of us don't know how to do it properly, but also different people respond to things differently. And that's a very interesting combination of Moshe and Aaron, that they kind of balance this out. And for some people, a more of a Moshe approach was needed. And for some people, more of an Aaron approach was needed. But ultimately, it's very important to really have this essence of hod, of empathy, if you really want to reach somebody. If one can think of everything that another person needs and wants and become close to that person, he becomes not only empathetic, but you can truly care for that person. And that was really the role of the Kohanim, to act on behalf of the people, but also to care about them. As we see in last week's parsha of Achrimot, right, that the Kohen Gadol, which was initially Aaron, had to pray and really feel the entire Klal Yisrael. Really had to feel empathy for the entire Klal Yisrael. Every single person he represented, their fate, in a sense, was on his shoulders, right? So that's why the Torah used the soft language of Emor to the Kohanim rather than Daber, because everything must be done in a balanced way, and he wanted to convey that to the Kohanim. Yes, the Kohanim had some strict rules to follow, but they also represented the people, and therefore they had to relate to them. And there had to be some softness with that. They had to strike a balance between Netzach and Hod. Now that, the balance between Netzach and Hod is Kabbalistically known as Yesod, which is emulated by Yosef. Which is interesting, because Yesod, which is also a balance, the Mashiach ben Yosef, will be a necessary precursor to the Messianic era, to the times of Mashiach. This balance of Yesod has to first be established, and only then can it go into the final sphere of Malchut, which is kingship, which will ultimately pave the way for the times of the Mashiach, and hopefully no more tsaras, and only amazing light and simcha, and abundant happiness, meaning, etc. So wishing you all an amazing Lag BaOmer and a Shabbat Shalom.